Well, I started reading Deuteronomy and I just started reading Deuteronomy 30, which is the part where God is saying what is going to happen when Israel returns to the Lord. A little backstory here is God was telling Moses, God was speaking through Moses to tell people what would happen if they keep their commands and if it didn't. So God listed all of the blessings and everything that would happen if they keep their commands and follow him and loved him with all their hearts, and what would happen if they rebelled against God. And after that, God said to them, when all these things happen to you, the blessings and curses that have set before you, and you come to your senses while you're on the nations where the Lord your God has driven you, and you and your children return to the Lord your God and obey him with all your heart and all your soul by doing and everything he commanded today, then he will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you. So he was saying, even if you, after you rebel and I scatter you and all of the curses and plagues happen, if you come to me again with all your heart, I'm going to restore everything. And one thing popped in my head, because a lot of people reading this can have the sense of, this is something transactional. Like, you behave good, you have a reward. If you behave bad, you get punished. But just looking at how we, like my mom and my father, disciplined me, it's something so, it's the same thing. It's so similar. Like, if I did the bad thing, or if I didn't obey their, like, the rules, and if I did something that I was not allowed to do, I would have punishment. But at the same time, if I was behaving and I was obeying them and doing what they told me, when I asked them for something, they would say yes. And it was not a transactional, because my mom and dad would know if I was doing it just to get the reward, or if I was doing it because I actually understood why I should obey those rules. And God knows that. And the reason why this is not transactional, we have to pay attention to the detail that says, when you come to your senses while you're on the nations and return to the Lord and obey him with all your heart and all your soul by doing this. So there's this detail that point us to, this is not a transactional thing. Because if it was transactional, God would say, okay, so if you come back and do what everything I told you, you're gonna get your stuff back. I'm gonna give you the land back, and the money back, and whatever it is, I'll restore you. But there's a condition there. You have to love him and obey him with all your heart and soul. So God is not looking for just a transactional. Like, he's looking like, are you understanding why I'm putting those commands in your life? Because when we understand the commands that God gave us, the boundaries that God gave us, the reason why we're not allowed to do certain things, we actually obey that with all our heart. We understand the meaning of that, the reasons of that. So, like, when we obey God, we're not obeying just to get the reward. We're obeying because we love him and we understand how much he cared for us. So, this really, like, clicked to me and show how opposite of transactional it's God's love. Because when you read the Old Testament, you think he looks like he's a how do you say, the word literally slipped out of my mind. Like, he's such, like, God is so hard on people. Like, if you don't do what I'm telling you, I'm gonna, like, send you plagues or whatever. Like, you can't, oh, okay, the word just came into my mind right now, a dictator. We can see God as a dictator. If you don't have the discernment, and if you're not, like, walking with God, when you see the Old Testament, you can think as God as being a dictator. You look and be like, how mean God is. Like, he's so bad. But when you come and start realizing how he's not, and how he's so gracefully compassionate, because, like, God had so much patience for Israel. If you see the Old Testament, Israel messed up thousands of times, and they reached the point that God had to punish them. in a very hard way, because like they were getting out of control. And God put those commands. And here's the thing, when like the thought of, oh, like God is bad, or like this is such a transactional relationship, because we see the commands as like bad rules. But like if you see all of the commands, those commands are great for us. All of them, if you look at the Ten Commands, all of them have a purpose for us, for protection. For they're good for us. God just didn't put the commands there to like, you know, tell her what we cannot do. If we read the entire Bible, everything that God tell us that it's not good for us to do, and it's something bad for us, there's always a really great meaning behind it. You know, like he's not just putting those rules randomly just to like to make our life miserable. It's the opposite. He's trying to protect us. Because just like I had rules growing up that my parents like had, curfew or whatever rules may be, everything was to build somebody who had a good character, who was responsible, that, you know, everything that my parents taught me, and even back then when I thought it was bad, now I can see that made me be a good human being, made me like be somebody who's honest, who takes responsibilities, who hold myself accountable. Like every single thing that my dad punished me for back then, I was angry, but now I saw like I deserve being punished. Like that made me build my character. And this is what God does. God is not evil. God is not a dictator. He's a dad. He's a father. And just like our earthly fathers, God have to rebuke us. He has to teach us. He have to put boundaries on us so we just don't become spoiled, rebelled children, you know? Like, he knows best. So every time that I'm reading the Old Testament and I see some aggressive texts, because when you're reading Deuteronomy 29, it's very like, you read that and you're like, oh my God. that was a whole, like, it's really harsh to read. But then you see on the verse 30 that God doesn't hold grudges, and he doesn't like throw your sin against you. Like after, because like for Israel to receive the curses, they had to rebel. And trust me, God is very patient with Israel. Like it's not on the first mistake that God is going to send a plague to them. Like God is very patient. So for God to reach the point to curse Israel and do all of those things, like they had to cross a boundary. And you see that on the Old Testament, that like Israel crosses that boundary multiple times. And so like even after everything that led Israel to get cursed and get plagues and get all of those horrible things happen to them, on the chapter 30, God said, when all these things happens to you, and you come to your senses, like you repent for what you did and come to me, I will restore everything. He says, I will cause you to prosper and multiply you more than did your ancestors. You know, the Lord your God will make you prosper abundantly in everything you do. So God is so merciful that like you are just rebelling. You're just doing every single thing he tell you not to. You just did every single thing. You were on and about doing whatever you wanted. You got punished for it. But then you repent and you come to God and ask for forgiveness. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to give everything back. He's not going to hold your sin against you. He's not going to shame you. He's not going to throw that in your face. He's going to be like, okay, I'm going to give you back, but I just want you to know that you did this. No. When we come to God and we repent, God is like, okay. He looks at our hearts and see that we truly repent. He's like, okay, perfect. He throws all of that you did in the past away. He starts fresh. He's like, okay, I'm going to restore everything to you and even more. He doesn't put a condition. Okay, so I'm going to restore like 10% because you're really bad in the past. No, he's like, okay, you came to me again. You repented. You're giving me your all. So I'm going to give you even more than you had before. Because that's God. Like, he's so merciful. And thinking right now, like, we would never be able as human to do that. Like, if somebody cheat on us,
lie to us and do like the whole shenanigan and just break our hearts and just treat us like trash. It's really, really hard for us to just put all that in the past and just love them and just do everything, our all, and even more for them. It's something really hard to do. And of course, there's people who are able to do that, but it's really hard in our human nature for us to be like that. So think of like how precious, beautiful, and perfect God is. And just reading this chapter, I was like, I'm just reminded of how God is good. And he's not evil, he's just. And he's really, really patient, because let me tell you, reading the Old Testament, I would do all of these horrible things on like the second time Israel was rebelling. Because as somebody who like is just a human, seeing all that, I was like, if it was me, like Israel wouldn't even get into the promised land. But God is so, so slow to anger. And he's so great. So I don't know, like, I was just reading today. I'm doing the whole Bible study on the whole Bible, and now I'm at Deuteronomy. And it's just like every single time that I open my Bible, I'm just reminded of how God good, like God is good. I'm sorry, my English is like a little stubborn in the morning. But I'm just reminded of how much God loves us, how good he is. He is just. And yeah, we should fear him. Because like when he's just, he doesn't hold back. But when he is good and when he's rewarding, he doesn't hold back too. He's really just to punish and to, you know, educate us. But he's also very abundantly generous to bless us. And he doesn't hold back. And he's merciful even in the midst of our disobedience. And when we fall back and when we rebel against him, when we sin against him, he still is willing with open hearts to receive us. If we are also with open heart to go back to him and truly understand that he's everything that we need.